Well, thank you for sitting through a session on applied data analysis, and I'll do my best that you don't look like the two young gentlemen in the picture in the last presentation falling over the desks, okay? So, no disclosures, it's a report. And what we'll be doing today, the two basic goals, I'll be describing a 7-week online course that builds competencies in primary data analysis and reporting. And then my colleague and friend, Valerie Rose, will be talking about the specific strategies and methods and lessons learned from this really incredibly challenging endeavor. And just to give you some background, San Jose State University has one MPH program, an accredited program, that is offered in two formats, by campus and then also by distance. And one of the things that I've been struggling with as an MPH program director is students who have told me, isn't it amazing that I can graduate from an MPH program without working with data, collecting my own data, being able to manage it, report it out. So that's always been a challenge that we've been confronted with all along. So we developed a course that does both qualitative and quantitative data analysis and building their competencies and being able to do that. This presentation is addressing the more challenging approach. The more challenging approach of the quantitative data analysis, the need to have pre-intervention data and post-intervention data, collecting it in one semester on campus, 7 weeks within a distance course format. So research methods and biostatistics courses we found do not provide opportunities for collecting, analyzing, and reporting primary data. And our students, only campus students have the option of doing a thesis or a project. So that's where they can really get immersed in data and reporting it out. With the economy, most students opt not to do a thesis and opt not to do a project in the distance format. They can only do, for their culminating experience, an exam. And so we had to find ways of how we do that in the curriculum. So meeting the challenge, developed a course. So we provide students with direct experience in actually collecting quantitative and qualitative data. Just briefly, even though the focus is not qualitative data, they do interviews with public health leaders for qualitative data. And we actually, this is from my perspective, a wonderful tool that we're giving our students. They actually learn Atlas TI, so a qualitative software in order to do qualitative analysis. We use online technology. It's really, maybe that's why it took me so long to figure out how to do this. The technology offers all kinds of promise for being able to do the kinds of primary data analysis within one semester. So you could imagine some of the constraints that we've had, IRB, for example, a lot of challenges, but technology has helped us. And it provides the basics of quantitative data analysis and skills that they need. I already talked about Atlas TI. So the challenge of doing this in one semester was absolutely a challenge, and it was daunting to do it in 7 weeks, but we think we figured it out. So I'll just give a very brief overview of what is entailed. They selected a training video, this is my way of doing things, fostering creativity. I initially said, you can pick any topic that you like. I realize now, we have to kind of, I hate the word censor, but I got topics that got really too creative. They wanted to do videos on pole dancing, how to kill a zombie. But I didn't want to prescribe like a health. I just wanted them to be excited about data. It didn't really matter. So they identify a sampling frame because once they pick a YouTube video, they have to consider the relevancy feature of that. So you need to be able to send and invite people to participate based on, is it relevant to them? And so they build the sampling frame, and this went beyond my expectations. You can imagine young people now, much better than I, are able to utilize Facebook, emails. They have incredible sample sizes. And this is an incredible activity. They actually deconstruct the video for looking at, and then the mandate is that they need to deconstruct the video into knowledge and then also in competencies. So the video has to address some sort of competency. It could be changing a flat tire on a bike, which is a competency that I just recently learned. And they need to deconstruct that because they had to create a survey to be able to measure any kind of improvement compared to baseline. They do a pilot test with their student peers and then before launching. And we give them a choice. I only know Zoomerang, so I asked them to do Zoomerang, but our students are really well versed in other survey tools. So some use, they prefer SurveyMonkey. And it's all free versions. You have to just be really aware of the limitations of the free version. I'm going backwards, aren't I? Okay. Speaking of technology. Okay. So then they implement the survey with their chosen sample. I already told you they have incredible sample sizes. They import the data to SPSS. They conduct appropriate descriptive and inferential statistical tests. They interpret the data, and then the mandate is for them to report it in a format that is suitable for the results section of a publishable paper. We found that our students didn't have that competency. It's been really a wonderful experience because if you don't collect your own data, if you don't conceptualize data, how can we expect our students to be doing that in public health practice? Okay, and I'll turn it over.
Hi there. So I'm the faculty person that had to adapt the semester course to 7 weeks with obvious help from Dr. Mamry. So our students hit the ground running. Even though they get a recorded 1 to 2 hour session that explains what requirements are in the class and what their assignments are going to be, the first day that they come into that class, they're expected to start performing. Their assignments are all independent, all individual, except for some in-class group work. So while they have the opportunity to talk with one another and meet with others online and in other venues, all of their assignments are independent. The coursework includes a textbook, which is specifically based in SPSS, whatever the new term of SPSS is now, analysis, and then I, and probably Dr. Mamry, provide our own data sets from our own research so that they can do more practice in their analysis. We use the, we have 7 class sessions, and we use the Illuminate web conferencing platform, which allows us to upload our PowerPoint slides as our lectures. We can also share files, so I can share my own SPSS analysis, I can share my desktop, which you don't want to do, especially if you have pictures on it. You can share videos, and you can connect to the internet, so you can do all of these things while you're in the session. You can also, because students, as we know, health educators like to, I think they do, like to work in groups, they do, we have the feature of breaking them out, randomly assigning them to breakout rooms in Illuminate, and they have their own whiteboards for doing in-class assignments, and then they're able to share those whiteboards with the rest of the class once they've completed their assignment. So here's a couple of photos from Illuminate, the Illuminate interface. You can see that my agenda is here. The participants are over to your left. There's a chat board, which I won't say too much about, but other than to say it's a little annoying and distracting sometimes. And then there's the microphone, which we usually set for 1 or 2 speakers so that people aren't talking over one another. But they're really good. The students are very, very good in terms of technology and learning and chatting and raising their hands. They have all these emoticons. They can thumbs up Dr. Rose, thumbs down Dr. Rose, yay! Smiley face, sad face, all those kinds of things to let you know how you're doing. We can also poll them. So in this particular class, I said, how many of you did the extra exercises? And you can see that not a lot of them did. And I wanted to tell them why that was important. So you get this direct, immediate polling, and you can do this for anything. A key concept, a key statistical test, do they understand it? Yes or no, we can find that out immediately. And then here's the breakout room. So you can see the little envelopes on the left there. So they're just randomly assigned. And thankfully, we have a tech person that's working with us in our classroom in our evening sessions. And he just, you know, puts them into their classrooms. They have their whiteboards. And then we bring them back to an all-group discussion. So we want to talk, too, about lessons learned. And some of the things that we couldn't assume was that the basic core competencies, as Dr. Mamrie said earlier, in biostats and research methods are going to ensure competency in primary data analysis. This class is an intense pace. It's 7 weeks. This is feedback we know from ourselves and from our students. It is incredibly intense. We also know that we need more time for in-class discussion of key concepts. Students want to hear more from us. They want to know what we do and how we've applied and what kind of studies we have conducted. So to answer some of these things, we've created discussion boards, which I believe Dr. Miller talked about, discussion boards on the San Jose State's Online Learning Management System, which is now D2L, and the faculty, I, Dr. Mamrie, others, monitor those discussion boards and respond as requested or as needed to their concerns or questions. We also are available, telephone, email, texting, my preference, and we've all agreed to respond within 48 hours, and that we had a faculty discussion about that so that we would ensure that we did that. The biggest thing that we did for this class, 7 weeks, 2.5 hours a night, Tuesday nights, is that we added 2 extra sessions. And those 2 extra sessions focus primarily on SPSS database development and SPSS analysis, and then the other one is on qualitative analysis using Atlas TI. We also learned that there's a steep learning curve for just constructing surveys among our students. For them to build meaningful survey questions, simple questions, you know, very simple knowledge and self-efficacy based questions was very difficult for them. We need to account for misinformation on YouTube, as you can imagine. We had a clinician in one of our courses, and she wanted to choose pediatric CPR as her training intervention with the pre and post-test analysis after, before and after. And it was incorrect. So we learned that we have to have a disclaimer on the video for the sampling frame that says, this is for data analysis and class assignment only. If you want to really learn CPR, you know, go to, for example, the Red Cross. And what we also have done, and Dr. Mamrie has done, is a huge success, is having the students do a presentation, a poster, a formal poster presentation, like what's going on here today at APHA in their campus class. So in conclusion, our course provides a practical application of statistical concepts learned from a graduate level biostatistics course. It gives them an opportunity for hands-on primary data analysis, and it allows for discussion of actual challenges working with actual data. And that is what we have for you. Thank you very much for your attention.